Good morning. This is The Takeaway. I'm Adora Udoji.
And I'm John Huckenberry. Also with us is Van Jones, the author of The Green Collar Economy, about the perils of betting on fossil fuels as your only source of revenue. And the perils are no better represented by what's going on in Russia. The numbers around the world of stock market declines are dwarfed by what's going on in Russia. Year to date, the Russian stock market is down 62%. Joining us now is Rupert Wingfield Hayes, BBC correspondent in Moscow. Rupert, first of all, the stock market is down today and trading has been suspended until Friday. And also, Russia has to deal with the fact that oil prices are declining, and that is a significant destabilizing factor inside Russia. Rupert?
Yeah, I think actually it's probably the oil price they're much more worried about than the fall in the stock market. It has been a dramatic fall in the last few days. I think the main index fell about 14% this morning before trading was suspended. It fell 19% on Monday. So these really dramatic falls in Russia's stock market. But as you say, Russia's economy is based primarily on oil and gas. And the fact that the oil price has fallen a lot in the last few weeks and can potentially fall much further in the coming months is really worrying people here, because the whole of their government revenue here and the whole of its spending plans for the coming year are based on how high the oil price will be.
And indeed, Russia was predicting a $200 a barrel price as recently as 3 or 4 months ago. I'm wondering if this fall off in oil prices explains this announcement this morning that, hey, we're out of Georgia. The Russian troops are out of Georgia.
Well, it is interesting that I think Russia has been quite surprised by the vociferousness of the response, both from the United States and from the European Union, towards its intervention in Georgia back in August. But what's really hurt the Russians more than the political rhetoric from Washington or from Europe is the fact that there has been a massive outflow of investment from the Russian stock market ever since the invasion of Georgia on August the 8th. And that has caused some very powerful business figures here in Moscow, some of the people commonly called oligarchs, but the Russian billionaires, to quietly say to the Kremlin, hey, listen, we do not need this sort of confrontation with America. You need to calm things down. We don't want to see a return to the sort of antagonism of the past, because it's bad for our investments. It's bad for the Russian economy.
How do you say don't panic in Russian, Rupert?
You put me on the spot there. My Russian is terrible.
No problem. I didn't mean to do that. Rupert Wingfield Hayes, thanks for joining us.
I can tell you in Chinese.
Great. Rupert Wingfield Hayes is a BBC correspondent in Moscow. Thanks for joining us. And Van, I wanted to ask you one question. The Russian story right there is a cautionary tale about betting on fossil fuels in this era.
Yeah, well, it's 100% right. I mean, oil and gas, coal, these are finite resources doing infinite harm. Both to the earth in terms of global warming, but also to the global balance of power and stability. I think it's much more intelligent at this point for the United States to say, we don't want to be playing this game where we're spending billions and billions of dollars militarily policing oil supply lines so we can then spend billions buying it from overseas. Let's do some homegrown energy and put people to work here.
If you use oil as a weapon, it can come back and bite you, and that's certainly the issue in Russia. Van Jones is staying with us. He's the author of The Green Collar Economy. We're going to talk more about green economic issues and also whether you're undecided or not. Don't answer that question. Are you undecided? Think about it. All right, we'll be right back.